Well, last week we were talking about the body of Christ. And I want to go to a very familiar passage that we're all familiar with in Hebrews chapter 10. And let's start in 24. And let us consider one another to provoke unto love and to good works, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as ye see the day approaching. And that's the one I want to touch on, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together. I think the Lord had given me a new dimension on this a while ago, and I just want to share that dimension of what the Lord is saying. Now, I looked that word assembling up in the Strong's, and it was interesting. It said a complete collection. And then, of course, it said assembling, gathering together. And in the Webster's, assembling, which is a verb, it's an action word. It's not just an assembly, it's an assembling. It's an action word. And it said to collect into one place or body, convoke, congregate, or the next one was to fit together the parts of. And that's the part that the Lord showed me a while ago, is to fit together the parts of. And he showed me an example of, like, say, a piece of furniture. You know, it all comes with its little parts. It comes in a box. You open up the box. You have your instructions. You have your list of every piece that you need to put this piece together. You have your screws, your nuts, your bolts, your... Sometimes they even give you little tools like a wrench or a screwdriver or a hammer or whatever, you know, that you need to put this piece of furniture together. And one by one, if you follow the instructions, it should go like a piece of cake, don't you think? Well, the instructions also is representative of the Bible. This is our instruction right here. Okay? And God's assembling a body. Okay? And just like this natural example, okay, if you follow the instructions, you make sure all your pieces and everything are together, and then you begin. And if you follow it, it should come out okay, just like it says. But if you bypass a step, you might have a little mess. You know, and you'll have to go back and fix it later and undo and go back and fix it. But when you start beginning to put this together, you can't see what it is right away, but as you begin to put it together, it begins to take shape and it begins to take form, and you begin to see what it is that it's going to be, the finished product. But what happens if I leave out, say, a screw or a bolt here or there, you know, on a stand? What happens if I would leave a piece out? What would happen to that stand? Maybe nothing if your disc is just going to sit there. But if I begin to put a little weight on it, a little pressure on it, you know, that stand is eventually going to fall because it wasn't put together properly. Okay? So once you begin to, and we're like those pieces that are coming together, you know, as a body, and each one has a function, each one has a part, and we can't see the finished product yet because it's not finished, but eventually there's going to be a finished product, okay? And everybody has to do their part. Yeah. And when it is finished, of course, it's a perfectly good piece of furniture, stand. You can put weight on it, you can do whatever, and it's not going to collapse or fall. That was the thing, that it's not just gathering together the assembling. It's the assembling of what God's doing in each of us together, the rubbing, the moving and functioning together, in and out, and interaction, and all of this, that's the assembling. I mean, we could gather together and sit and nothing's going to happen, but we need to begin to move together and flow together and function together, and this thing is beginning to start to take shape and start to take form, you know? And in Corinthians, it talks about, let's see, that's in 1 Corinthians 12. Let's see, 12:28. Or no. 18 it is. I had my other Bible. Okay. But now hath God set the members, every one of them, in the body, as it hath pleased him. You know, we're not here because we want to be here. We're here because God put us here. You know, yes, we have struggles. We have battles. Things don't always flow as we want them to flow. But we have to begin to function. Amen? To get the body alive, to begin to move and function together so that we can be what God has called us to be, the finished product, you know. I'm not sure if I'm making myself clear, but it's more than just gathering together and sitting together in a room. It's the assembling that God is doing. There's a piece here, a piece there, a piece there, a piece there, one here, one here, one here. And it's beginning to take shape and form and to become the body of Christ. Yes. Amen? Yes. And there can't be, you can't cut the hand off or the arm off or, like, you know, the piece of furniture. You can't leave a screw or a nail or something out or a bolt because it might fall apart. You know, we need each other. And this is the thing that I was seeing in this forsaking not the assembling of ourselves. This assembling is, there's action in it. There is something that has to take place. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? It's in, I don't know how else to describe it. So I'm hoping I'm making myself clear. Yeah. So, amen?
Amen.
Amen. And when the finished product is done, it's going to be beautiful.
Yes.
Because everything that God does, he does well, and he does perfectly good, and it's in last eternally. Yeah. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
Well, you've got another hour, sister. Amen. You know, there was one thing that Rita mentioned here that I thought I'd just look up. She was talking about this thing being built in a solid manner. And it takes me over to Matthew chapter 7. Well, we're talking about how are we building? In what manner are we building? Amen? And if you start in verse, my goodness, where do we start in Matthew chapter 7? Everything is so good. But let me start in 24 and then maybe I'll back up again to 21. But start in 24. Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, all right, now, hearing the sayings of mine. Jesus is speaking here. Mm-hmm. If you hear the word of God, if you hear what he's saying and do them, it's not just hearing them and agreeing. It's not just hearing and saying, oh, well, I agree. Yeah, that sounds like a pretty good word. You know, yes, I believe there is a God. Yes, I believe there's a heaven. I believe there's a hell. It's more than that. It's hearing and doing what it says.
Amen.
Amen?
He says, I will liken him to a wise man who built his house on a rock. Who is the rock?
Jesus
is the rock. Amen?
Amen.
He told Peter, he said, on the confession that you have made. What confession did he make? The confession that Peter made is, thou art the Christ.
Amen.
God did not make Peter, Jesus did not appoint Peter to be a pope. It was the confession that he made. Who do you say that I am, Peter? Who do men say, first of all? Well, some say you're this, some say you're that, some say you're someone else, John the Baptist maybe, some other prophet. But Peter, who do you say that I am?
Amen.
And he said, thou art the Christ,
Amen.
The Son of the living God.
Amen.
And Jesus said to Peter, blessed art thou, Simon Barjona.
Yes.
Amen. On this confession,
right.
Amen. That you have made, I will build what?
My church.
My church. So the church is not built on a man.
No.
It is built on the confession that a man made who Jesus was.
Ooh, yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. Yeah. The Christ.
Hallelujah.
The anointed one. the one who taketh away the sins of the world, the one by whose blood we are saved. There is no other name given among men, amen, whereby we may be saved except His name. His blood is the only thing that can save us. Hallelujah. So, he said, I will liken a man who hears this word and acts on it accordingly to a man who is building his house on a solid rock. And the rain descended, and floods came, and snow came. Amen. And the winds blew. You know, on the weather forecast, they were calling this a snowicane. Well, now, we never got any kind of winds like that. I don't know, maybe somewhere over in New Hampshire or somewhere might have got a little wind or something. But the winds are going to beat upon the house. Amen. Now, we're not talking about a natural house.
No, we're not.
But he gives that as an example.
Amen.
I will liken him to a wise man. And the rain descended, floods came, winds blew, and beat upon that house. And it fell not. What was the verse that brother was quoting here this morning about the fiery storm that beats upon the wall? It's a prophetic word. Jesus is saying there's coming a storm that is going to hit the wall with a ferocity. Now that's kind of a nice new word there, isn't it? A ferocious veracity. I combined the word there. Amen. That we have never seen or known before. These minor tribulations that we are going through are meant to set our heart in such a manner that you set your mind that you are going to overcome, you are not going to yield to the darkness, you are not going to curse, amen, the Lord God, you are going to thank Him, you are going to praise Him, because He is the one who is going to hide you in the storm.
Yes, He is. Amen.
It is your trust, your faith, your belief in the word that He has spoken. And that is our same trust as a body together. Is that He is going to knit that body together, a unit that cannot be destroyed.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, I like that. Amen. Amen. And He said, everyone that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them not, so He's giving the other side of the coin, amen, shall be likened unto a foolish man which built his house upon what? Sand. How many of you know that sand is not stable? Let me give you an example of making sure of the stability upon which we build. Amen? You are aware, you people who live here in New York and have lived here for some time, that there's a bridge that crosses the Schoharie Creek just before the Schoharie dumps into the Mohawk River. It's over in the Montgomery County area. Remember some years ago when the Schoharie Creek was at its full flood, it washed out the pillars that were holding that bridge in the middle of the night.
And people lost their lives.
And there were cars, including a semi, just floating right off into the darkness one night. I can't help but think what it was like for the first man that discovered that. How he came screeching to a halt right there before going over. Other cars must have been seeing his brake lights and took the caution of stopping. Why is that man stopping in the middle of the night right here in the middle of the thruway? And coming from the other side as well. Both sides washed out.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It was tragic.
Terrible, terrible thing. What was the problem? The problem was the pillars that held it up were not on stable enough ground.
Right.
Something gave way. Something of sand in the pillars that held that thruway bridge. It was a terrible tragedy, a terrible embarrassment to the state of New York to have this thing happen. Built roads and bridges that bypassed this thing that went on for almost a year, I think. But here's the point I'm trying to make. The word of faith that we believe, the word of God that we believe, it has to be the solid word of God and that only. It cannot be based on man's speculations. My God, give us the solid word. Let our feet be rooted and grounded upon that which will not be shaken. These earthquakes that are going on, Haiti and now Chile, even stronger when in Chile. I tell you what, brethren, there's more coming. Yeah, Oklahoma woke up with earthquakes this morning.
Yeah.
It's happening, brethren.
It's happening.
There's a shaking. God is saying there's a shaking going on. There's a shaking in the hearts and souls of people that is going on today. Some people are going to be shaken and their house is going to fall.
Right.
Here's what he said. And the rain descended and the floods came and the winds blew and beat upon that house and it fell. He didn't just leave it there. He says, and great was the fall of it. It wasn't just a fall. It was a great fall. You know, calling this a great fall reminds me of a word that Peter gave. Where is it? Is it in 2 Peter? Where he's talking about the elements. Here we are. Chapter 3 of 2 Peter. Now, this is completely impromptu. I believe the Lord brought us to this word here. And he said, verse 3, knowing this first, that there shall come in the last days scoffers walking after their own lusts, and saying, where is the promise of his coming? For since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning of the creation. You know, it reminds me of the scoffers that are even talking about the weather. Well, we're having global warming. You know what? I've never seen so many snowstorms in the Northeast. All of a sudden, the whole East Coast. They couldn't have their global warming conference in Copenhagen because of the snowstorms. I mean, can't you figure it out? God is trying to say, you guys are a bunch of fools. God bless you. We'll pray for him. Yes, I'll remember. Yeah, we'll remember Manny. Yeah, we were told. We'll pray.
Right, because my
son-in-law
has to go to the hospital and I have to take care of the children.
Yeah, before we quit, we'll pray.
Right?
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. For this they willingly are ignorant of, that by the word of God the heavens were of old, and the earth standing out of water and in the water. Rita and I were reading that just last night. The story of Noah, the waters. Do you realize that Noah was in the ark a total of 1 year and 10 days? Very interesting.
Yeah.
You know, sometime I'm going to take the time and I'm going to go through all the numbers that are given. Why did God give all those numbers about how many days for this and how many days for that, and in the 600th year, in the second month, in the 17th day of the month, the Noah entered into the ark 7 days later, and all these sevens about how he exited the ark, you know, sent the raven out, sent the dove out, 7 days later sent the dove again, 7 days later finally pulled the covering off and went out. All these things have a meaning.
Amen.
And you know, brethren, if only we could know now what they mean.
Yeah.
Somehow I believe when we look back, when it's all finished, we're going to say, He gave us a perfect calendar here somewhere.
Oh yeah, amen.
But we couldn't figure it out.
Right, amen.
And He didn't intend us to figure it out. But I still would love to.
Yeah, definitely.
Amen. All right, so, whereby the world then was, being overflowed with water, perished, but the heavens and the earth which are now, by the same word, are kept in store, reserved unto fire, against the day of judgment and perdition of ungodly men. Do you see what God is saying here? He's going to bring a judgment on the unrighteous, the ungodly. Now, how do you become righteous? My goodness, sister prayed the prayer of salvation here today. If you heard the prayer that was prayed, it's the whole plan of salvation.
Amen.
Brethren, we cannot depend upon our own righteousness. Being a good man and a good woman is not going to get me saved. I am going to be saved only by the blood of Jesus Christ. I am going to be saved by being forgiven on the basis of the shed blood of Jesus, and I'm going to have to ask for it.
Thank you.
He's not going to thrust it down my throat.
No.
He says, here it is. My forgiveness is available for you.
Amen.
All you have to do is open your door and ask me to come in.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Brethren, I believe that we have a divine appointment here today. If you're here and the Holy Spirit sent you here, He sent you here for a purpose today. If you have not made that decision, today is the appointed day of your salvation.
Amen.
Let every man, woman, and child examine your heart before the Lord today. Have I asked Him to come in and forgive me? Have I asked for the blood to be applied? Amen. To the sin of my life. Yes, all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. There is not a man, woman alive that has ever been born into this earth that has not sinned and in need of the blood of Jesus Christ.
Yes.
You don't get there by religion. You don't get there by being a member of a church. That is not the way in. Hallelujah.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Well, I don't know who all is going to hear this word, but let it go out into the world. This is the word of the Lord for today. God is doing a work of forgiveness. He is stirring the hearts of men, crying for forgiveness. Brethren, if we forgive not our brother, neither will Christ forgive us. It's not His lack of ability to do so. It's that we cannot be open to receive it if we don't give it out to others. That's the problem. It's going to be a block in the pipeline. Hallelujah. But beloved, be not ignorant of the one thing, that one day with the Lord is as 1,000 years and 1,000 years as one day. The Lord is not slack concerning His promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward, and not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. Repentance. What does repentance mean? It doesn't just mean, I'm really sorry that I got caught. My goodness, I have seen so many people that have got caught weep and cry and carry on. Oh, I'm so sorry. What a wretched creature I am. But you know what? A week later, they're back at the same watering hole, drinking filth again. That is not a definition of repentance.
Amen.
Repentance is, God, by Your help, I am not wallowing in that mud again.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
I am not going to repeat the same thing again. I am not going to live the life that I once lived. I'm going to change by the power of the Spirit of the living God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now here we come. But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night. Now, how many of you have ever had a thief come into your house? I hope none of you. But you know that when thieves come, the thief does not leave you a notice, does he? I'm going to be there tomorrow at 10:30 p.m. I'm going to remove whatever I want. What would you do if you had a notice like that? You'd be waiting for the thief, wouldn't you? And he wouldn't take anything. You'd hire some guards. You'd get your family in or somebody to protect what you've got. But the day of the Lord is coming unannounced.
Hallelujah.
A thief in the night is the way he's coming. Are you ready? Are you ready? So here's the question that God is asking today. In which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with a fervent heat, the earth also and the works that are therein shall be burnt up. Now, I am not talking about a natural fire, but it is going to be so intense that I believe if you're not ready, you will wish it were natural fire. Have you ever been in a place like that? You know, I tell you, I want to just give you an example from my life. I was going through intense tribulation, persecution in my life at a certain point. Now, I believe that I was walking uprightly with God during that time. The devil was after me, trying to destroy me. But I remember crying out to the Lord. I actually said this to the Lord. I had some crazy prayers in those days. I said, Lord, why don't you just have me hauled out into the town square, have my shirt ripped off my back, have me tied to a post, and have me beaten until the blood runs down my back, until my back looks like yours looked at the day of your crucifixion. Why don't you just haul me out and have that happen to me, and then when it's over, it's over. One day, get it over with. Beat me to where there's nothing left of me, and then leave me alone. No, I had to go through the rest of my suffering. I wanted it over with quick. I'll take anything. Throw me in the furnace. Yeah, I guess I was. Well, get me out in a few minutes.
He was with you, though.
Yes, he was with me. I saw the bronze feet, by the way. Yes, I did. I saw bronze feet walking through the furnace. And I knew that it was the same one who had come into that furnace with Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego.
Amen. Yes, amen.
Peter is describing what it's going to feel like. Peter is giving a description. The elements that your chemistry teacher put up there, you know, the carbon, the iron, the copper, the helium, the oxygen, the nitrogen. No, these are not the elements that Peter's talking about. That's not the word. Go look it up in the concordance. That is not the word that Peter is talking about. Amen? He is talking about the rank and file system of this world that Satan has got this world locked into.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
That we can't get out. You can campaign for a new governor. You can campaign for this. You can campaign for that. But it's still the kingdom of Satan.
Yes, it is.
And it is only this event alone that is going to break Satan's hold upon this earth. These elements, let me read you the description in the Strong's Concordance. It says this word here, all right, stoichion, which comes from stoichio. They're Greek words. I'm probably not pronouncing them right. It means to conform to a line, as to keep rank or step. It's compared with a military march, orderly in arrangement, a serial of fundamental, elementary, and rudimentary things. Satan's hold.
Mm-hmm.
He's got all the politicians.
Oh, yeah.
He's got all the kings.
Mm-hmm.
He's got the dictators. He's, you know, even democracy. He's got them.
Yep.
Just taking democracy to these places in Africa where there are despots that are ruling, taking democracy to the Mideast, it isn't going to change. It's still going to be Satan's kingdom.
Yeah.
And the day of the Lord is going to dissolve it.
Yeah.
All the holds, all the ties, all the favors that are owed to this one and that one that keep the thing in rank and file and order, all going to be dissolved.
Amen.
Dissolved. Melted. Loosened. Loose in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
That's what's going to do it. Sons of God calling out, loose in the name of Jesus.
Yeah.
It's going to break it up. God is going to give us power with the Word one day.
Oh, yeah.
Those who are standing and walking uprightly in this day and in this hour, God is going to put power in your mouth like Elijah had power.
Amen.
If I be a servant of the living God, let fire come down. Out of his mouth, the fire came. I tell you again, brethren, God is not going to entrust that kind of power to everybody that wants it. It is only going to be those who have built their house on the solid rock of the fullness of the life and nature of Jesus Christ, the rock of this soul. Sealed in the forehead, yes. Sealed in the mind of Christ. People who have forgiven their enemies.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
People who have a broken and a contrite heart.
Amen.
He can't trust anybody else with that kind of power.
No, awesome.
He gave that kind of power to His only begotten Son, Jesus Christ. And He will only give it to His sons who are in the likeness and the fullness of the nature of Jesus Christ. Many-membered body. That's what Rita was talking about. Fitly joined together.
One
body. One head. Hallelujah. Feeding on the life of the blood of Jesus Christ. For the life is in the blood. For the life is in the blood. Leviticus, the word of the Lord. Therefore man was not to drink the blood of animals. But Jesus said, you must drink my blood and eat my flesh. He wasn't talking about cannibalism or vampirism or anything like that. He was talking about feeding on his nature. Hallelujah. Well, blessed be the Lord. Hallelujah. I think I've said what needs to be said today. But I believe that God is looking for a response. Amen.